and Frank Show, probably the biggest star we've ever had in the studio with us besides Betty White. Whitney Cummings is here. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Finally,
thank
been begging her for years to come in here, but she's been so damn busy with all of her success stories.
It's been a little hectic.
I learned about you when you were doing the roast, and I had never heard of you, and then I heard your roast, and I was like, oh my God, this chick is amazing.
Thank you. You must have had a terrible childhood.
Well, no, I did. And I love abuse, hence why I've been coming around here for 13 years or whatever.
She can take a punch.
Whatever it is. Yeah, I can take a punch. But that's like a different skill set, right? Doing stand-up.
Being a horrible person.
And it's like, it's one thing to say something about somebody when they're not here, but then they're usually sitting right there, and you got to go, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's like a special skill.
I mean, it's interesting because the roasts have evolved to have non-comedians on. I mean, because by the way, as sad as it sounds, that's how comedians talk to each other all the time. That's really pretty much how
it's
we
a concert
roast. I mean, that's like, yeah, totally. So it's like, we get up there, and there just happen to be cameras there. That's how I'm not saying it's healthy, but that's kind of how we show love to each other, and that's our own, like, dumb little language.
Oh, that must be what we're doing every day.
Yeah, exactly. You two are in love.
If somebody's bombing on stage and how you hear the laughing from the back, it's the other comedians because this person's
bombing.
When somebody's dying, you love it.
It's funnier to us than a comic bombing on stage, because at no point in your career do you ever stop bombing.
Right.
You know, it never ends.
Are you kidding me?
No, never ends, because, you know, as soon as you're always back to one, you know? So it's like after you shoot a special, so it's like I'm working on this new hour special right now, which is why I'm touring, and I'll shoot the special, and then after I shoot the special in like February, I have to start all over again.
With new material.
With totally new material, and you're getting up there, you're trying new stuff, and you know, it's like, I'm a good comedian, so I know, I have an instinct about what's going to be funny, but you're always working on new bits, and some of it might not work.
Do you think sometimes people laugh because, like, you, and maybe you're here, maybe you're not, I don't know, but you're pretty famous now, where, and people are coming to see you, so even if something wasn't that funny, people still laugh because they think,
they're like, I want to get my money's worth.
As opposed to Whitney Cummings, who is an unknown.
Yeah.
A joke that would have never worked.
I think that for the first, like, 2 minutes, they give you the benefit of the doubt and they'll laugh at anything, and then after 2 minutes, the bar is even higher, and you have to be even better.
Right.
You know, because it's sort of like, you know,
got a sitter.
Yeah,
we
got
sitter.
Parking. Right. This is Whitney Cummings. You know, like,
this better be good.
Who is this girl?
Or you look out and they're sitting like this.
Totally. They're like, what?
Arms crossed.
Yeah,
made
totally.
Me laugh.
I recently saw your television husband, Chris D'Elia, doing stand-up.
Yeah, the best.
My God.
Yeah, he's fire.
I mean, when you talk about, you know, you have you're working out your whole thing for your special. When you see Chris on stage, it seems like it's just happening right then in the moment, and you're just riding this thing with him.
Yeah. That's called being a sociopath.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so
ridiculous.
So
I know.
Good.
He's like the new Jim Carrey. Like, he's like that
really?
Kind of fun. I feel like, just in terms of what Jim Carrey accomplished, like, so physical, smart voices. I mean, he's made of rubber. He's like on the stage, you know, he's just so special. And I actually, him and I, we came up together, and that's where I wrote on our sitcom, Whitney.
I think
that's what it was called. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Everything except the residual checks.
Yeah, those are fun.
But you guys had a great chemistry. It was a great show.
Yeah.
And two seasons. I mean, what happened there? What were they
telling
you?
Well, you know, it was like, it's, you know, I think that network TV is in a really weird spot right now. You know, it's like, it's. I think that in 3 years, things are going to be very different right now. Where no one knows what to look at, like, ratings-wise, Nielsen, you know,
Twitter,
5 day, you know, people TiVo it and watch 5 episodes on a Saturday, a month later. I mean, it's just very hard to ascertain what's doing well and what's not, you know? But
one of the funniest scenes, though, Whitney, in television, and it may have even been one of the first, very first episodes, but when you were going to role play with him and you were going to, the doctor's office.
That's a good one.
And she role plays so much, she's like, I'm going to need you to fill out this paper. And he's like, okay. And she's like, no, seriously, fill out the paper.
No, that's, I played a nurse, and I took it a little too seriously. But that's like me. Like, I'm kind of clumsy sexually. Yeah, so it's like the idea, and I'm so type A, and I take things so literally. So that came from my life of, like, role playing and, like, you know, Xeroxing forms to be a teacher. I need you to fill this out. Give me your insurance card. Yeah, and he's like, just like mimes it. And I'm like, no, seriously, where's your insurance card? But then I get so distracted. He's like, I can't find it. I'm like, where's your insurance card? I can't believe you don't have your insurance card on your person. You know, is it expired? You know, we need to call the company.
And then like, for sex, like,
I would get so distracted. That's like me with porn. That's why I can't watch porn. I get so wrapped up in, like, the decor in the background. And I'm like, that IKEA bed looks really shaky. They should get on. That's dangerous. Like, I get super. I'm like, what is that in the background? Like, I get distracted.
So to be so easily distracted.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Yeah. It's
how did the very first time for Whitney Cummings go down?
Sex?
A young Whitney.
Oh, man. You know.
How old?
I don't. You know, it's weird. Oh. There's a couple versions.
Your mom is not listening.
You know how sometimes you think you had sex, but you didn't? I think there's like a couple misfires. Like, I feel like I lost my virginity, like, for real, like, a year ago. I feel like there's been, like, 14 years of misfires and just sort of like, was that, did that count? Was that the right, which hole are we? Was that, you know, I had, I was wearing Lululemon, so I was, my Pilates instructor. Like, I don't know. So
well,
a lot of the details are a little bit murky. But I was on a boat. I was on a cruise to, this is I almost too hacky to even be true. It's a cruise to the Virgin Islands.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. So,
so it seemed like the thing to do.
I need my life moments to be puns all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. So
there's probably a little bit of truth to that where you wanted to do it.
Like, I felt like I'm like, hey, will somebody please
just have
sex with me?
Just like, this is amazing story. Yeah.
Was it with a local?
It was
I know, I was getting cornrows.
No, it was with some dude on the, like, because here's the thing, when you're on a cruise, there is nothing to do except eat and have sex.
Oh, yeah.
So I, like, you know, it just.
Did he work on the boat?
Some guy from New York. No, he was
steel
from New
drum
York.
Player
he was a guest.
Or something.
He was like a guest. Oh. He was a guest on the boat. I don't know. Oh, wow.
What part of the boat did you meet him? Was it in the hot tub?
I don't remember. The cockpit?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did he put it in your stern? I don't know. What's
yeah,
that? What
I, don't
the,
know.
I don't know
the
boat terms.
The I don't know.
The dinghy?
Well, the dinghy?
Did you do it on the poop deck? I don't know.
I was going to say, everything about a boat is sexual. That's so weird. Yeah, so
did he drop his anchor?
But it's like, I feel like you, like, as an adult, like, I mean, I don't know. I need to make up a new story.
Well,
like, it was in a meadow and like in New Hampshire.
There were golden retriever puppies running.
It was
running around.
You have three Yorkies, two cats, and
because that was like the very first time is when the details are burned into you because it's like almost like a traumatic experience.
No, I have denial on my side.
Yeah.
I have delusion.
She wasn't even sure she lost until
no. I talked myself out of that reality a long time ago. See, women, we can make up our own versions of anything. It's like I notice I'm doing that a lot now, like when because I'm single now, and if I don't hear from a guy or something, the reasons that I decide he didn't call me are so insane. I'm too pretty.
He's intimidated.
He can't handle it. I'm way too attractive. Like, you know what? He loves me too much, and he's overwhelmed. I mean, the lies we tell ourselves is I'm like, I can't believe it's crazy. So, I don't know what.
Does that make any sense to you? Because I have a lot of single friends, Whitney, who will go out with a guy, date goes really, really well. Uh-huh. The next morning he'll text and say, hey, good morning. Just want to say I had a great time last night. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah.
She says, oh, great, me too. Falls off the face of the earth.
So,
what is that?
So, my thing is like, but and here's nothing. I'm like, we had such a great time. Did we? Like, that's my version of the story, is that I was hilarious and charming and looked great. Like, I think we did, but you're not allowed to decide for two people whether you had a good time. I walked away being like, nailed it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, she is so annoying.
He's great time too. Never call her again.
So it's like you can't, and because everyone's always holding their phone in their hand, like your phone, I mean, it's just like, you know, you got to just like look in the mirror and be real honest with yourself these days. It's not great. I think also a lot of people, there's so many options now. Like people are on Twitter Tinder.
Oh, Tinder
which is like, you can, it's like Grindr.
For straight people.
Yeah, we don't have feelings anymore either, apparently.
Hey,
it's like we're all going to hell.
Totally.
There's a guy a mile away who likes,
I know, totally.
I really like giving those.
Finally, we're in the game now, so watch out.
So you're on Tinder.
I'm not on Tinder, but I did sign up for it because I wrote an article about it for Bazaar. So I got on it just to see what was up, and it is chilling.
So you actually
I signed up. Only black dudes liked my photo. White dudes were not interested at all. It was amazing. You can instantly just start texting, but I think it's actually the best like replica of like going out like
to a bar.
To a bar, because you just go yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, you know, and they managed to figure out how to do that, you know, like channel how shallow we really
are. But you can be on Tinder and
Are you looking for something in your life right now? You just say, I'm busy. I got this thing coming up, this nationwide comedy tour. I got other things in the works, so I don't have time for a relationship.
I don't know. I think that's kind of, you know, you make time, you know. So I'm out there. It's a jungle out there. I got to tell you that much. It's lots of people. I'm putting stickers on my boobs and I mean, it is a lot.
But you do go on dates.
It's a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel pressure to be a sexual dynamo when you actually go on a date?
Whitney Cummings.
Wait, to be a sexual dynamo when?
Like when the time comes where it's like, okay, he's out there dating other women too.
And yeah, so it's almost like a top that.
Competition.
Like a competition. So you have to... bring out the A game.
Yeah, you really gotta make it happen. I mean, here's the thing. Also, you guys watch so much porn that I think you guys expect like the craziest things, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why in the bedroom I wear a cape.
Just for the story alone. So he won't remember
like,
me.
Because you have to basically give a man something that's never happened to them before. It doesn't necessarily have to be like sexy. It just has to be weird. You know, so I'll just do whatever.
I'm with you on that. He will definitely remember you.
Yeah, you just have
to. Oh, man, I banged this chick. She wore a cape.
Yeah. Like, he's talking about you. He's going to come back. He just wants to see what's next, if anything. You know? I'll get put on a little belt with a foxtail. I mean, just got to shake it up.
Horsetail butt plug?
Horsetail butt plug. I mean, they make those on. By the way, yes. Look at Etsy has some really good sex toys. I am not kidding. I got into that vortex the other day. They are charming.
Somebody
She's listening. She's so in. Etsy has very artful, handcrafted.
Somebody's grandmother's going, what are you confusing this for?
I mean, it's knitted, it is crocheted, it is classy butt plugs. On Etsy.
Whitney Cummings,
oh
go see her live at the Brea Improv on October 30th. Brea.improv.com. Is it tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
All these days are running together. Yeah, tomorrow night. So go get your tickets right now. Brea.improv.com. And follow
doing
her.
My new hour. Brand new hour.
Brand new hour.
Material.
Is this the first stop on the tour? Or is this?
No, I'm basically just running my hour around LA as much as I can too, you know, so people in LA can see the hour because I've been touring and doing cities all around around the country, but I'm in LA a lot.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
Open
for having
door
me.
Anytime
we
you
love,
want to stop.
Thank you. Open
you
screen, Lululemon screen.
Yeah. Just put your face on the door.
We'll yeah.
Oh, it's Whitney. Come on.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Thank you, guys.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.